Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to KCNI Public Affairs. I'm Jeremy Scheib. Data centers have become a major topic of discussion across Nebraska in recent years, and now the city of Broken Bow is starting the process of looking into them from a zoning and planning standpoint. The first step in that process comes on June 30th, when the Broken Bow Planning Commission will hold a public hearing to discuss potential zoning regulations related to data centers. And to help us better understand what the hearing is about and kind of how the process works and what you as residents can expect going forward, we're joined today by Broken Bow Deputy Clerk and Zoning Administrator Jacob Holcomb. Thanks for taking the time, first of all, to speak with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeremy.
Let's kind of start at the very beginning before we get into this meeting and maybe even its topic specifically. Talk about the role of the Planning Commission when it comes to zoning regulations, just at its very core.
Sure. So any zoning regulation that is enacted in Broken Bow, whether it's a new zoning regulation or maybe we're amending something already on the books, the starting place goes through the Planning Commission, and it's a board made up of citizens of Broken Bow. And it also consists of a couple people that live outside of city limits. Broken Bow has a 1 mile bubble that goes around city limits, and they are subject to zoning regulations. So those people are also included. The board, they make their recommendations on how to draft these ordinances. You know, they have public hearings and hear from the public on whatever that topic may be. They form their ordinance, and once they give their stamp of approval, they pass it on up to City Council. City Council will then have their public hearings as well before the official approval process is then completed. So there's plenty of time to hear from the public and get their input and hear everybody's concerns and ideas.
Okay. And that's the way things go with any of these regulations when it comes to the Planning Commission, and each of them is original in its own way. And that's the case with this one. Talk about the purpose of this public hearing. We're obviously very early in the process, but what is hoped to be accomplished through this public hearing to get things started?
Sure. So right now there are no plans or any discussions of having anybody do data centers in Broken Bow, but we just want to be proactive. We've seen other communities and counties and the process that they're going through, and we don't want to be reactive. We want to be proactive here. So the main thing is, again, we just want to hear from the community. We want to take their ideas into the draft ordinance that we have going right now and incorporate those ideas and be able to put Broken Bow in a strong position to, one, we want to protect people's well-being, their property values, their health, but also we want to look at our infrastructure, our electric infrastructure, our water and sewer infrastructure, that we're not placing an unnecessary burden if these people would potentially want to come to town, that would pass on that cost to ratepayers or taxpayers.
Okay. So kind of what I'm gathering here is that because there aren't zoning rules that exist right now about something like this, you can't rely on those because they don't exist. So you're making them exist in some way, shape, or form, right?
Correct. We need to have something on the books that is enforceable. I'll tell you, the state of Nebraska, they've done a really good job, our legislative body, of giving municipalities the ability to protect themselves. You know, there's talk of like moratoriums and other things, but we're not in a position where we have to rush to get these things done. We're just in the very beginning planning stages that, let's say, you know, a year from now, whether it's that or maybe in 5 years from now, we're in a position to where we can look after our community's interests and make sure that, you know, whether it's noise, power consumption, water consumption, all of those things can be addressed ahead of time.
You kind of answered my next question. I was going to ask about what gaps the city has kind of identified that need to be addressed going forward. So I'll just kind of skip forward to my next question and talk about how a lot of people have concerns relating to data centers, some of which you just talked about. Talk about how the discussions with the public are going to assist in developing those zoning regulations.
Sure. You know, we've done some research on this. But I'll tell you, I know that there's a lot of people in our community that are very intelligent and have very good ideas and different things that they would like to see incorporated. So we just want to, you know, definitely invite everybody to come to City Hall and express those opinions. And we want to incorporate those into our future zoning ordinance. You know, like I said, our biggest concerns right now that we're looking at is, for one, we want it to go through a conditional use permit process, meaning there's the utmost transparency from the very beginning with this process. And a conditional use permit has to go through the Planning Commission. They have to have all of the public hearings that go there. Eventually gets up to City Council after the Planning Commission makes a recommendation for approval or disapproval. And then the same thing, there'll be more public hearings. So we're talking multiple public hearings, multiple meetings to make sure that everybody's voices can be heard.
Okay. And speaking of voices being heard, talk about this meeting coming up on Tuesday and just how it'll run from a process standpoint. Is this going to be purely comments from the public? Will there be a kind of a short introduction or information statement from the city before it gets started? Or
yeah, so on this topic specifically, I'll put up the draft ordinance up on the big screen. I'll go through it line by line, allow people to absorb that information, and then they can, you know, if they have any comments on specific items or things that they would like to see changed or added during the public comment period, there'll be a set amount of time for people to get up and express their opinions on those different things.
And then after Tuesday, you kind of touched on this at the start, but if people are just joining us, this is really in its infancy stage of just getting the regulations put together. What does this look like from this point forward?
Sure. And I'll make the recommendation to our Planning Commission that we're not going to pass anything up onto City Council. More or less, we're going to present what we've put together so far for a zoning ordinance. And again, we just want to hear from everybody in the community, their different ideas. Once we get those ideas, we will incorporate that into the draft that we have going right now. And then we'll have another Planning Commission meeting. Probably sometime end of July. We haven't set a date for that quite yet. But then at that point, if we feel comfortable with that zoning ordinance that we have in place, then they will make a recommendation to either approve it, or again, they can also make a recommendation to deny it. But either way, it gets kicked on up to City Council, and then City Council will have final say. And again, they will have their chance to have public hearings. For these ordinances, there's the potential for always three public readings. I don't necessarily know how many readings the council will go through, and it just kind of depends on how these meetings go through. But more or less, we just want to be as transparent as possible and, again, hear everybody's questions and concerns.
From the city's perspective, what would a successful outcome of this planning process look like?
Yeah, for me, I would love to see that auditorium full of people. You know, and as far as a successful ordinance, I think, like I said, it's got to address the noise concerns. It's got to address the large power consumption, water usage, among other things. And right now, how we have that ordinance drafted, we have some things in place that would require them to go about different cooling methods for these different facilities, one of them being like a closed loop direct to chip. I don't remember the exact term, but basically it's a much quieter, more efficient version of cooling for these type of infrastructures, and it doesn't use nearly the amount as water as well. We have like requirements for sound studies. They got to provide a sound study before the thing is operational, and then also once it is operational, they got to come back and verify those as well. You know, we're going to have things in there to protect our infrastructure, like on the electric side. Let's say someone would want to come to town and say, hey, we need a massive upgrade. You need to go build us a substation. Well, the state of Nebraska has given us the authority to place that infrastructure upgrade cost onto these Bitcoin mining operations or data center operators so that they would be the one responsible for footing the bill. You know, we can put in things to protect our water as well. One other thing is, like, let's say one of these operations goes bankrupt or they're no longer in existence. Well, we can put things in there that require them to return the site back to its original state. It's called a surety bond is what it is, and that will be part of the application process where they must post one of those that the city can, basically they have, I think it's 180 or 90 days to clean up the site. And if they don't return it back to normal, well, that bond gets cashed out and they are forced to go in there, and it's 100% on that operator to clean it up. Again, the main thing is we don't want to place any burden on the ratepayer or taxpayer here in Broken Bow or the extraterritorial jurisdiction. Again, the 1 mile bubble. But again, our main concern is health, well-being, and making sure that like property values and our infrastructure is protected.
Kind of all comes down to no policy is not a very good policy, right? Am I understanding that right?
Correct. We have to have something on the books to address these concerns. That's the main thing. It's, again, we want to hear from everybody so that when we do get this passed, let's say a year from now, somebody comes to Broken Bow, there'll be minimal impact on the residents of Broken Bow.
Okay. I'll just kind of leave it open to you here at the end of our conversation. Is there anything you want the public to know before they attend this June 30th hearing? Again, this is at noon, right?
Yes, this is at noon, June 30th in the Municipal Building Auditorium. Like I said, I hope to see that auditorium full of people. Love to hear your questions. Love to hear your concerns. Look forward to seeing everybody there. And again, we just want to be able to be in a position that, let's say a year from now, that we can address all these concerns and not be in a position where we're rushing to get something on the books. We want to have plenty of time to hear everybody's concerns and not have anything that's rushed. By the time that anything would be passed and on the books, I mean, we're looking at the earliest, like end of August. I mean, it very well could go into the fall by the time we finally get something nailed down that we feel comfortable that will protect Broken Bow.
Okay. Anything else, Jacob?
No, I think that should be it.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jeremy.
All right. Again, folks, that is coming up on Tuesday at noon, and that'll be at the Municipal Auditorium. You're invited. The public is invited. And as Jacob said, they've got plenty of room in there. If you've never been in there for a city council meeting, I'm sure there will be plenty of seating set up. Again, this was Jacob Holcomb, the Broken Bow Deputy Clerk and Zoning Administrator on KCNI Public Affairs.